Financial problems. Elder law. Criminal law. Tax problems. Business matters. Divorce. Personal injury. Bankruptcy. Your life. Your reality. Life is complicated. There is the law, and there is reality. Welcome to Law and Reality, sponsored by Thav Gross. Now, here's your host, Ken Gross.
Welcome to this segment of Law and Reality. Today's topic is how Social Security disability works, the questions, and the answers. Brian Small, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. A pleasure to be here this morning. That's a question, actually. I'm not sure yet.
We're done with you. Jeffrey Kirshner.
Ken, good morning.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I was warming up in the gym. I think that this is going to be a little topic for me that I'm going to be...
You're disabled?
We're going to be shooting questions at Jeffrey Kirshner today.
I'm going to disable myself.
Jeffrey Linden.
Good day, sir. Welcome to be here.
Good day, sir. That comes from that movie that you guys liked.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Good day, sir.
I know a lot about chocolate. That's about all I can say. Okay, let's talk about Social Security. This is an open forum. We just want to pepper you with questions.
Pepper away.
I'll go first.
Why not?
Who can file for disability?
Well, most people can file for disability. You can be a child and have your parents file a claim for you for disability. As an adult, you can. So all just depends.
Wait. But you're mainly concerned. You can be a child and your parents can file a Social Security disability claim for a child?
They can file an SSI claim, Supplemental Security Income. But I know really what Ken meant here, and the topic and most of the audience is really concerned with, is with regard to Social Security disability.
Yes, because that's the greater benefit.
Correct. So you can be 18 years old and apply. But it all depends on how many credits you have in terms of whether or not you're qualified or not. So if you're younger than 21, you have to have earned credits in a certain period of time. So it all depends, but pretty much any adult can apply, but then it depends on your earning credits as to whether or not you're qualified to apply.
So it must be hard if you've just worked like in the ice cream parlor from 16 to 18. Is that going to give you enough credits to be able to?
Probably not. All depends. In 2024, you need to earn about $1,700 in a 3-month period of time to earn a credit.
To earn one credit?
To earn one credit, correct.
And how many credits do you have to have?
Well, it all depends. So if you are older than 31, you have to have 20 credits earned in a 40-quarter period of time. 5 of the past 10 years, 20 of the past 40 quarters. If you are younger, then it all depends. If you are up to age 24, then they look at least 3 credits earned in a 6-year time.
So is the amount, let's say you have enough credits you can apply, the amount of the benefit you receive dependent on how much money you earned and paid into the system?
Correct.
What about your potential income?
Unfortunately, Social Security doesn't go by potential. So in other words, someone who's 35 years old, who had a long career ahead and they knew they were going to get raises and better jobs, unfortunately, if they become disabled then, you don't get to say, well, I could have or I would have made a certain amount of money in the future. They look at what you had earned up to that period of time, and that's how they calculate it. So it seems a little unfair, especially if you didn't plan on retiring.
So it's kind of conceptually, it's about a ratio of how much you've paid into the system, what you're entitled to get out, if you can show that you're disabled.
Correct.
But that's...
Which is somewhat unfair.
Well, it's unfair, I mean...
Take two individuals, they're both disabled, their future is equally compromised in terms of their ability to earn income and to be productive, but one will get more money than the other if he's older and he's paid more money into the system.
That's correct. So they do not look at what your future earning potential could have been.
Wow. Interesting. So... I get confused. I get this question a lot, and it's always confusing. What is, in simple terms, the difference between SSI and SSD?
That's an excellent question. Both are benefits through the federal government for people who are unable to work for 12 months or longer. But the difference between the two is very stark. Social Security disability is the better of the two benefits. It pays at a higher rate because it pays based on what you've paid into the system. But in order to qualify, they both have the same requirements in terms of disability. Those are identical. But for Social Security disability, you had to have worked in 5 of the previous 10 years or 20 of the past 40 quarters. What we just talked about, quarters paying into the system. Mm-hmm. If you've paid enough into the system, you get what's called an insured status. Everyone has an insured status, and everyone has what's called a date last insured. We can talk about that later, but in essence, if you get SSD, it pays based on what you have paid into the system at their indexed rate. SSI is need-based. SSI pays a significantly lower rate. For SSI, it doesn't matter what you've paid into the system. What matters is what assets you have available to you. If you are a single individual, excluding a place to live, excluding a car, you can only have $2,000 in assets. If you are married, they look at joint assets, you and your spouse, and the level then is $3,000 combined assets.
That's for
SSI. And then that pays ballpark $600 to $800 a month, as opposed to if you're on SSD, you could get as much as $25,000.
Can you ever be on both? Or if you have
there are those little loopholes that you could get both because of some overlapping factors.
You don't have any assets, but you've paid into the
correct
system.
Correct. But typically, then SSD is the primary. You get all of your SSD. There may be a small residual, but it eats up most of your SSI. But you want SSD anyway.
So thing for anybody who's got children or family members who are receiving SSI, if you are leaving assets to that person that they would inherit, it can become problematic that they could lose their Social Security, their SSI
benefit
exactly. So assets don't matter for Social Security disability. You could have millions of dollars and still be qualified for SSD. SSI, if you're a single individual, other than a place to live in a car, if your assets exceed $2,000, you're out.
So mom and dad doing their estate plan have to do a special needs trust
in order to
And how does that accomplish anything?
It allows for the use of the money for the benefit of the individual, but it doesn't preclude them from receiving the governmental benefits.
So it doesn't count as an asset.
It doesn't count as their money
to be counted for the government.
All right, so let's take a break. When we come back, I want to know, how do you qualify for it?
If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Favgro specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Fav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Fav Gross today, 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Fav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We were just spinning. We just didn't know what was going to happen next.
At Samasco Law, we deal with these issues every day, especially elder law. Pat went to work for Fran.
Patrick was there holding my hand, kept saying, we'll get through this, we'll get through this.
He got her husband Medicaid and in a nursing home. Samasco Law got the success they deserved.
Samasco Law is definitely family to me. I really appreciate knowing all of you.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
Worth Av Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
All right, so we're back. So what makes you disabled?
A lot of things.
What's the definition? How are you? How do you then qualify for being disabled?
There's a process. First, they look to see what your past relevant work is. Past relevant work is defined as work that you performed over the past 15 years, whether or not you can do that. If you can't do your past relevant work, then the issue depends upon whether or not there's jobs that exist in a significant amount in the economy that you could still perform.
So you're a surgeon, and your hands are crushed. You can't be a surgeon anymore, but you're a doctor. Does that mean you don't qualify for Social Security disability?
It's possible you may or may not. If you can't do a specific job, but you can do other jobs, it may. But then there's other factors that go into it based on your age, education, past work experience, transferable skills.
So what if you're like really old like me and you're collecting, or I am not yet, but I'm about to start collecting Social Security income? At that point, am I no longer eligible for Social Security disability because I get Social Security income?
Correct. So once you hit your mature rate for Social Security, regular
Social
Security.
So I probably have already hit that because I deferred to 70.
Correct. Then you're out. Then you can't get it. Once you get Social Security, that's it. But you can, for people who, at age 62, you can start drawing on your Social Security, right? But you take a haircut. You take, at age 62, you take a 30% discount, and up until the time you get to your mature rate, it increases by about 8% per year.
Does that change for disability?
So what happens is this, is that I do have clients that go out at age 62. They get their discounted rate early, but then we go ahead and apply for Social Security disability, and I've had cases, many cases, where I've been able to get them Social Security disability while they're getting their discounted regular Social Security. And so what happens in that scenario,
brings them back up to
it
the
brings
full
them back
benefit.
Up in any of your back benefits, you get the difference between what you were collecting and what you are.
So you get, the equivalent of what 66 and a half or 67 you would have gotten.
Correct.
Even though you're younger.
Correct. So it doesn't, people have to understand that just because you go out early at age 62 and get a discounted rate doesn't mean you can't still apply for SSD
and
bump up that rate.
But once you're full retirement age, 66 and a half or whatever
correct.
It is,
you're out.
Then you're out.
That's correct.
There's an additional benefit if you get approved for Social Security disability, though, isn't it? Medicare.
Correct.
Right?
So in order to qualify for Medicare, either you have to be on your 65. If you're younger than 65, with regard to Social Security disability, you're qualified 30 months from your disability onset date. So when you have these claims, Social Security assigns you a disability onset date, the date that they deem that's when you became disabled, whether it be your last day of work, whether it be a date of a surgery or a date of an MRI that shows a problem, whatever it is, they come up with your disability onset date. You are eligible to be on Medicare 30 months from that date. And if you are younger than the retirement age, you can get Medicare, although it costs you about, I think, $181 a month to get Medicare if you're younger than the retirement age.
Well, it costs anyway when you get Medicare when you reach retirement age.
So that's a benefit you can get on Social Security disability if you're younger, and then compare the cost between that and being on a Blue Cross or a HAP plan. It may be much better for you to.
How do you prove that you're disabled? What do you do when a client comes to you? You have to take their case,
sure.
Right? So you're representing them, and you file for disability. What's the process? Is there a court proceeding? What's the proceeding where you actually prove to the government that your client is disabled?
Correct.
How do you do that?
Okay. Well, there's three different.
You march
levels.
Them up on a platform and say, "Look, he's disabled."
You may have to eventually, but at first there's a process, and the first is what's called the initial application, where you file this long application. I do it all for my clients, and you submit that. Once it gets processed, they search for your medical records, they have you fill out forms talking about your limitations, and then they make a determination at that time whether you're disabled or not. More times than not, they
say no.
They say no.
No soup for you.
No soup for you. They send you a love letter, sorry. But then you get 60 days from that love letter to file a request for reconsideration. The problem, though, is that this request for reconsideration really is a stall tactic.
And I say that, as any
practitioner, is that only about 10% of cases get approved at this intermediary phase called the reconsideration. They're just rehashing your medical.
But you have to ask for reconsideration before you appeal.
Correct. So ask for reconsideration, you get denied, you get a similar love letter, then you have 60 days to file what's called a request for hearing.
I mean, do you think that with all this delay, what they're trying to do is force people to go back out and work, because even though they're
or just hanging out
they're
to
injured
their money?
Because that then they don't have to pay it out?
I think it's a lot of things. I think that's part of the process. I think part of the process is that they're just inundated with claims. I think part of it, too, is it's a poor process early on, because all you do is you have somebody in a cubicle looking over stacks of medical records, and you're asking them to make that determination. It's much easier for them to say no than yes.
Are more people applying for disability now than, say, 5 years ago? Is it because the population is older, or is it just because people think that they're more apt to be disabled
now? I think it's a lot of things. I think number one is obviously an older population.
But once you get to be full retirement age, there's no applying for disability anyway.
Correct, but you're still having an older population right now, and that's part of it. Number two is people that were in more difficult manufacturing jobs are starting to get squeezed out. There's less jobs for them because everything is becoming automated.
So
guys in
their
50s, 60s,
right,
who worked at steel mills, who worked at auto plants, who their jobs have been kind of phased out, and that's all that they knew how to do for 20 years, and now their job is gone, but they don't have the transferable skills to do other type of work.
So when you go into this delay process, this request for reconsideration, and then after that you then appeal,
if you succeed, do you
collect all the benefits for this extended period in which you've been applying for the benefits before you're approved?
Actually, you can collect even more. So the law states for Social Security disability claims is that you are eligible to collect a maximum of up to 1 year of benefits prior to the date that you file. So all depends on how far
you're disabled during that period.
Correct. So there's a 1 year back rule from the date you file, not for when you file, you get denied.
Do you get interest on the money when you go through this delay process?
Just a small amount of interest, not much.
Nominal.
What do you do if you have a client who is one of these people that's getting paid a lot under the table? They're not paying into Social Security.
Hold that thought. We'll take a break and we'll come right back to it. It's a great question.
Carrying too much debt? Resolve your debt. Call Fav Gross.
You don't need to be broke, and you don't need to hit rock bottom. If you have income and you're struggling with debt, dump it. Think about the next 10 or 20 years. If you do what the banks tell you, you'll have nothing to retire with. There is a solution.
Don't waste your future. Call Fav Gross. We're experts at eliminating credit card debt. 888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP. You can't work. You have to deal with pain and stress. Worse yet, our system for applying for disability benefits seeks to deny you the benefits you're entitled. Jeff Kirshner is an expert in obtaining disability and workers' compensation benefits for his clients. You need to call Jeff before you apply or after you're denied to get the benefits you deserve. 888-235-HELP. 888-235-HELP. If you're retired and in a financial crisis, there is a way out.
It pains me when I see a retired couple exhaust their savings by paying credit card bills and for a home hopelessly underwater.
Fav Gross specializes in helping retired people in financial crisis.
You just can't keep paying until you're broke. You need to address the problem now.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
We're Fav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
Time for announcements. When I announce, we've opened, Fav Gross has opened a new office downriver in the Horizon Building on Eureka Road. So now we're in Flint, downriver, and also our home office in Bingham Farms. Remember, you can always come in for a free consultation. You can do it by Zoom conference, in the office, any way that works best for you. Just call 888-235-HELP or go to the website, thavgross.com, to sign up. Debt issues, tax issues, estate planning issues, business law issues, elder law issues with Pat or Kelsey, disability issues with Jeff Kirshner. Again, sign up at lawandreality.com or thavgross.com or just call 888-235-HELP. Also, if you go to the website, you'll see there's free reports. Resolving Tax Problems, The Real Solutions by Jeff Linden and myself. Bankruptcy, Is It Right for Me by Brian Small. How to Save Your Home from Foreclosure. Business Formations, Loans and Grants for Small Businesses in Detroit and Michigan. And The Retiree's Guide to Social Security by Pat Samasco. I want to thank our sponsors, Thav Gross, Samasco Law, Kirshner Law. Now back to the show.
Is the debt piling up? Struggling to get by?
It's all about preserving future income. Bankruptcy is one option. When it's right, it's the least costly, most effective way to save your home, eliminate a second mortgage, and wipe out credit card debt. But you need to address the problem now.
We help people with bankruptcy. Call the experts.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
888-235-HELP. That's 888-235-HELP.
I was married for 57 years before my husband died.
Samasco Law had established a trust for them before this happened.
There's so much to do in the beginning, but after about a month, you're kind of alone.
We deal with estate planning and trusts every day.
If you continue to have good support and know that your finances and your estate is in order, that's one thing that's so comforting. I would just highly recommend Samasco Law.
Tax problems are major problems. Don't let the IRS levy your wages and seize your assets. There is a solution.
We're Thav Gross. Our firm will solve your problem.
If you're behind on your taxes and owe money to the IRS, call Thav Gross.
We've been solving tax problems for 32 years. We stop wage levies, resolve unfiled returns, and obtain the best possible settlements.
Call Thav Gross today, 888-235-HELP.
All right. Well, I'm going to go right back to the question that Jeff asked, but what do you mean under the table?
So
what is under the table?
That's the phrase when people are being paid cash for their work and they're not getting a wage, they're not getting taxes.
And they're not declaring their income. Yeah, what happens?
They're SOL. Because Social Security...
Well, that's not SSI or SSD.
No, that's a third acronym.
So we have under the table, UTT, and we have SOL.
Yes. So, Social Security...
Sorry, out of luck.
Sorry would be an appropriate phrase so you don't get beeped.
Dave, does that work for you? Okay.
He says yes. So, working under the table, people think, great, I get all this cash, I don't pay taxes, I'm making out like a bandit. Well, no, you're not. Because you don't get Social Security disability benefits from it. In fact, you're not going to get much of any Social Security benefits.
And you're not going to get Social Security.
Right.
To me, that is the biggest... fallacy.
Right, just to let people know that the federal government pays your Social Security, pays you back your Social Security based on your declared income. Your declared income is what you have said you paid and you paid your income tax on and you've got taxed on.
Yeah, divert a little bit from Social Security for a second. Just think about that. How many people do you know who are working for, I only work for cash. I want cash under the table. I don't want to declare their income. How many of those people have any savings and net worth? I would say I don't know of any. Anyone who's in that mode, they're living hand to mouth.
But you know what? Another
and
problem they have?
When they get to retirement age, they have nothing.
Not just that, but if they're working that way, especially if they're doing some sort of manual labor,
they're subjected to the potential for disability claims greater.
Well, not just that, but they can't get insurance then. Because you can't get comp insurance if you have no declared income, if you're not...
Right, because you're not working.
So you can't get insurance policies.
Okay, so here's a question. We talked about how to apply. When is it too late to apply for Social Security disability?
Well, it's never too late. And I'll look at claims, it all just depends.
So you may be beyond your 1 year, so you may have foregone something you could have collected.
Well, you said you have to work 20 of the last 40 quarters.
Oh, correct.
Okay, that could
so
be.
So what if you
wait
thought,
too long.
You wait too long.
You're not working.
So that becomes a question that I have to investigate a little bit more because I do have some claims that people come to me 6-7 years after they stopped working. But if we still have a lot of evidence to show that during that period of time that they had insured status, that they were disabled, a lot of medical records.
Going back to their first onset date?
Correct. We could still file and potentially get benefits, but the longer you wait, the more difficult it becomes.
So the credit period goes from the first onset date backwards. It's not the date you apply?
Correct.
So, does that answer your question?
So, apparently. So what happens, though, in those type of cases is I take a look at those, and I'm still willing to buy into the case as long as there's a lot of evidence. And obviously, the longer you wait, the more evidence I'm going to need back to prove that you were disabled way back then to fast forward.
It's like many of the issues we talk about on other shows. Don't ignore the problem. Address it as soon
absolutely.
As you can.
Absolutely. What about, does the government investigate you to challenge your disability? Like, you know, in private investigations for disability, the insurance company sometimes hires a private investigator to follow the person to say, hey, they're playing baseball every day, they're not disabled, they can walk.
So that does happen on occasion. Not typically people applying for benefits at the initial phase or once they get on benefits. It's once people start getting on benefits, once in a while, and I've seen some of these reports, well, they'll send some field agents out to kind of investigate and see what's going on, especially if they have it in a medical record or somewhere that they suspect some suspicious activity.
So you still have to maintain. So once you're collecting disability, you have to continuously be disabled, otherwise you could become ineligible?
Yes, although I don't think Social Security does a great job of following up once you're on benefits, but certainly younger individuals certainly have the threat of Social Security looking at your case a year, 2 years, 3 years later, and at first getting your updated medical records to see what's going on. So. That's
what
always
kind
possible.
What kind of thing in a medical record would show that there's an issue like that? You said that if there's something in the medical
Well, if there's all of a sudden a history that you were playing basketball and you sprained your ankle when you're on Social Security disability, that could raise a red flag.
Interesting.
Things of that nature. Or then
they could do a web search to see what you would check the scores for the intramural basketball league and see if you're still playing.
Or people who had cancer getting in treatment and all of a sudden it looks that
if you've got a question on disability, this is the guy you want to pick up the phone, call him and ask him. He'll be happy to talk to you to figure out what is in your interest with respect to any of these issues. Have a great week. We'll be back next week with Law and Reality.